课堂听 class.com。
Lesson 147. Be careful.
女儿站在椅子上，要取书架顶层的书。你担心地说，小心。
Be careful. Be careful.
警察要找杰森去做证人。你提醒他说，你说话要当心。
Be careful about what you say. Be careful about what you say.
布朗因为失业而一筹莫展，你对他妻子说，关心一下他的情绪吧。
Be careful of his feelings. Be careful of his feelings.
珍妮的眼镜摔碎了，过马路时你嘱咐他说，你过马路一定要当心。
Be careful when crossing the road. Be careful when crossing the road.
最近频频发生登山事故，出发前你叮嘱同伴们说，多加小心。
Be more careful. Be more careful. Lesson 148. Who cares?
朋友问你下一届总统人选，你漫不经心地说，谁会关心那个呀？
Who cares? Who cares?
莉莉要出国旅行，送她到机场时你说，再见，多保重。
Goodbye and take care. Goodbye and take care.
公司进修人员没有你，你却潇洒地说，我才不在乎呢。
I don't care. I don't care.
新来的职员经常出错，你提醒他说，你对工作应该认真些。
Take care over your work. Take care over your work.
妻子抱怨你只忙于工作不关心她，你对她澄清说，我真的很关心你。
I do care about you. I do care about you. Lesson 149. Call me, please.
你希望迪尔能经常与你保持联络，就对他说，请给我打电话。
Call me, please. Call me, please.
你想让客户十点来电话谈这件事，就对他说，十点给我打个电话。
Call me at ten. Call me at ten.
你想知道新朋友的电话号码，就客气地问他，我能给你打电话吗？
Can I call you sometime? Can I call you sometime?
你担心自己不在时会错过重要的电话，就问秘书，有我的电话吗？
Any calls for me? Any calls for me?
这件事需要开会讨论一下，你对下属们说，我想召开个会议。
I'd like to call a meeting. I'd like to call a meeting. Lesson 150. Please answer the phone.
电话铃响时，你正忙着手边的事，就对同事说，请你接一下电话。
Please answer the phone. Please answer the phone.
妈妈叫你去吃饭，你边听电话边说，我正在打电话。
I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone.
你不知出门时是否有朋友打电话找你，就问妈妈，有人打电话来找我吗？
Did anybody phone me?
爸爸让你给爷爷奶奶打电话拜年，你答应说，我现在就给他们打电话。
I'll phone them up now.
姐姐刚刚出门就有人来电话找她，你急忙喊她说，有你的电话。
A phone for you. Lesson 151. I agree with you.
会议讨论时你很赞同约翰的观点，你对他说，我同意你的想法。
I agree with you.
你想知道 Dyla 是否同意你的意见，就问他，你同意我的想法吗？
Do you agree with me?
你觉得店主要的价格太高，就问他，咱们能不能商定个价钱？
Can we agree on a price?
你和麦克的看法完全一致，就赞同地对他说，你说的太对了。
I couldn't agree more.
竞争对手的商业计划书确实略胜一筹，你诚恳地说，我承认这个比较好。
I agree, it is better. Lesson 152. It's too difficult.
这次考题难度很大，你看看试卷，皱着眉头说，太难了。
It's too difficult.
比尔请你帮忙办的事很难搞定，你为难地说，这是个难题。
It's a difficult problem.
这次全国数学竞赛学生们普遍分数很低，你说这对孩子们来说有难度。
It's difficult for children.
莎莉在工作上处处为难别人，你劝她说，别那么爱找茬。
Please don't be so difficult.
面对困难，朋友退缩了，你鼓励她说，世上无难事，只怕有心人。
Nothing is difficult to a man who wills. Lesson 153. It's a secret.
你冒昧地询问那位小姐的年龄，她笑了笑说，这是个秘密。
It's a secret.
你不愿让妈妈知道你偷偷辞职，就叮嘱姐姐说，要保密哦。
Keep it a secret.
为了不让欧文把你要跳槽的事泄露出去，你叮嘱他说，替我保密。
Keep my secret.
你希望和知己分享你的隐私，就对好友说，我要告诉你这个秘密。
I have a secret to tell you.
你很想知道王女士是如何成功的，就问她，你成功的秘诀是什么？
What's the secret to your success? Lesson 154. Hot idea.
杰克提出的建议不错，你对他说，好主意。
Hot idea.
艳阳高照，热得你满头大汗，你一边脱外衣一边说，今天挺热的。
It's hot today.
你把刚烧好的牛奶放在一旁晾着，你说，太烫了，没法喝。
It's too hot to drink.
你为客人端上一杯刚刚沏好的茶水，客气地对他说，请喝点热茶。
Here is some hot tea for you.
出国培训的名额只有一个，你感叹说， 这是个抢手的机会。
It's a hot opportunity. It's a hot opportunity. Lesson 155. You're the best.
杰瑞在球赛中表现得尤为出色。你兴奋地拍拍他说，你是最棒的。
You're the best. You're the best.
妹妹要你为她选件合适的礼服。你指着红色的那件说，这件最好。
This one is the best. This one is the best.
晨练时，邻居夸你气色很好，你高兴地说，我早晨精神最好。
I feel best in the morning. I feel best in the morning.
吉米担心计划不成功，你鼓励他说，请尽你的最大努力吧。
Try your best, please. Try your best, please.
辛迪要去看望大学老师，你拜托他说，请向他们表示我最好的祝愿。
Give them my best. Give them my best. Lesson 156. I don't know.
同事问你是否知道报纸上登载的头条新闻，你摇头说，我不知道。
I don't know. I don't know.
你目击了整个事件发生的过程，就对警察强调说，我确实知道。
I do know. I do know.
你认为安迪对整件事情已经很清楚，就对他说，你心里很明白。
You know well enough. You know well enough.
朋友不知你是否了解保罗的情况，你点点头说，我很了解他。
I know him.Very well. I know him very well.
彼得想知道这次谈判的成败如何，你不确定地说，事情很难说。
You never know. You never know. Lesson 157. Quiet.
上课铃响了，同学们还在谈笑风生。你提醒大家说，安静点。
Quiet.Quiet.
会议马上开始了，你负责维持会场秩序，就说，请安静。
Be quiet, please. Be quiet, please.
图书馆里有两个女孩在大声聊天，你礼貌地对她们说，请保持安静。
Keep quiet, please. Keep quiet, please.
孩子们又跳又闹，你对妻子说，让孩子们静一静。
Keep the children quiet, please. Keep the children quiet, please.
你悄悄告诉玛丽自己准备下个月结婚，你叮嘱她说，别声张这件事儿。
Keep quiet about it. Keep quiet about it. Lesson 158. What's for dinner?
还没有下班，你已经饥肠辘辘了。你急切地打电话问妻子，晚饭吃什么
？What's for dinner? What's for dinner?
你不知正在加班的丈夫是否吃了饭，就关心地打电话问他，你吃饭了吗
？Have you had dinner? Have you had dinner?
同事一直埋头工作，忘记了吃饭。你提醒他说，到吃饭的时间了。
It's time for dinner. It's time for dinner.
社长打电话询问外宾此时在做什么，你说他们正在用餐。
They're at dinner. They're at dinner.
朋友们一起聚餐，结账时你慷慨地说，这顿饭我请客。
Dinner's on me. Dinner's on me. Lesson 159. Let me introduce myself.
来到新单位，你想让同事都认识你，就说，让我做一下自我介绍吧。
Let me introduce myself. Let me introduce myself.
你很想把自己的好朋友介绍给大家，就说，请让我介绍一位朋友。
Let me introduce a friend. Let me introduce a friend.
安妮带着男友来你家做客，你笑着对安妮说，请把他介绍给我。
Please introduce him to me. Please introduce him to me.
你将妻子介绍给朋友们时，你说，让我介绍一下，这位是我太太。
Allow me to introduce my wife. Allow me to introduce my wife.
你们班转来一位外国学生，你想让他在全班做自我介绍，就说，请介绍一下你自己吧。
Introduce yourself, please. Introduce yourself, please. Lesson 160. Please let me pass.
吉米故意拦住你的去路，你客气地对他说，请让我过去。
Please let me pass. Please let me pass.
在飞机上，空姐询问你有什么需要，你说，请递给我一杯茶。
Pass me a cup of tea, please. Pass me a cup of tea, please.
你等了许久，经理也没有回来。你想请秘书给你一张纸留言，就客气地说，请递给我一张纸。
Pass me a piece of paper, please. Pass me a piece of paper, please.
学无止境，你告诫儿子说，永远不要放弃学习的机会。
Never pass up a chance to learn. Never pass up a chance to learn.
时光荏苒，转眼间年底又到了。你感慨地说，日子飞快地流逝。
The days passed quickly. The days passed quickly. Lesson 161. It's too short.
你拿着店员递过来的裤子比了比，还不够长，就说，这太短了。
It's too short. It's too short.
假期一转眼就结束了，你有些感慨地说，这个假期真短。
It's a short holiday. It's a short holiday.
你指着不远处的学校，告诉刚搬来的邻居说，这里到学校距离很近。
It's a short distance to school. It's a short distance to school.
杰克失业了，你不知他生活上是否有困难，就关心地问他，你缺钱用吗？
Are you short of money? Are you short of money?
最近工作任务太多，人手不够。你向上司汇报时说，我们缺少人手。
We are short of money.Hands. We are short of hands. Lesson 162. What's the point?
同事讲了一大堆话，却没说出重点。你着急地问，重点是什么？
What's the point? What's the point?
你指着合同的重要部分，对下属再三强调说，这是关键。
It's an important point. It's an important point.
现在的新工作完全不同以往，你满怀期待地说，这是一个转折点。
It's a turning point. It's a turning point.
你要在这个地方下车，就对的士司机说，停在这里吧。
Stop at this point. Stop at this point.
乔治的建议得到了认可。你兴奋地对他说，你的建议被采纳了。
Your point is well taken. Your point is well taken. Lesson 163. I can't hear a word.
电话里杂音很大，你根本听不清。你皱着眉头说，我一句也听不见。
I can't hear a word. I can't hear a word.
你想表达一下自己的意见，就问上司，我可以说说看法吗？
May I say a word? May I say a word?
看到好友心事重重的样子，你很想帮他打开心结，就问他，我能和你聊聊吗？
Can I have a word with you? Can I have a word with you?
丈夫正面临升职的关键时期，你关心地问他，有你升迁的消息吗？
Any word on your promotion? Any word on your promotion?
就当前形势，你陈述了很多，你总结说，总而言之，形势很严峻。
In a word, the situation is serious. In a word, the situation is serious. Lesson 164. Do you have a reservation?
有客户来找经理，你不知道他是否有约在先，就问他，您预约了吗？
Do you have a reservation? Do you have a reservation?
这个酒吧星期日需要提前预定才会有包间，你提醒顾客说，星期日需要预定。
Reservations are necessary on Sundays. Reservations are necessary on Sundays.
你想在这家法国餐厅预定下周一的餐位，就客气地说，请给我预定一下。
Make a reservation for me, please.Make a reservation for me, please.
你打电话预定饭店的雅间，当问及你的姓名时，你说，请以汤姆的名义预定一下。
Make a reservation in the name of Tom. Make a reservation in the name of Tom.
麦克要搭乘的火车只有订票才能有座位，你提醒他说，你得事先预定。
You'll have to make a reservation. You'll have to make a reservation. Lesson 165. Terrible.
这部恐怖片实在是太可怕了，你一看到那血腥场面就大叫，好可怕呀。
Terrible. Terrible.
同学说起自己的家乡发生了大地震，你同情地说，这可真糟糕。
It's really terrible.It's really terrible.
上司的脾气很坏，常常暴跳如雷。你抱怨地说，脾气真够坏的。
What a terrible temper. What a terrible temper.
莉莉讲起自己在雪山遇险的经历，你说，那一定很可怕。
It must be terrible. It must be terrible.
挨了老板骂，你的情绪十分低落，你无精打采地说，我感觉糟透了。
I feel terrible. I feel terrible. Lesson 166. It's hard work.
这项工作完成起来困难重重，你说，这是一项艰苦的工作。
It's hard work. It's hard work.
起草这份计划总是摸不着头绪，你担心地说，这对我来说太难了。
It's so hard for me. It's so hard for me.
为了实现理想，你认真面对生活，你说，我现在正在努力工作。
I'm working hard now. I'm working hard now.
这些天你做事总出错，你沮丧地说，运气真够坏的。
Hard luck, hard luck.
车陷进了泥沼，你号召大家说，用力推。
Push hard, push hard. Lesson 167. Really?
麦克的话令人难以置信，你惊讶地问，真的吗？
Really? Really?
男友伤透了你的心，你气愤地对他说，我真的很恨你。
I really hate you. I really hate you.
彼得带来的消息令你很惊讶，你诧异地说，哦，真的。
Well, really. Well, really.
主办方认为这个音乐会非常成功，你赞成地说，的确很好。
Really good. Really good.
北风呼啸，寒气逼人， 你搓着手说，真是个冷天。
A really cold day. A really cold day. Lesson 168. About what?
妹妹买了张光盘，你想知道具体内容，就问她，是关于什么的？
About what? About what?
朱迪想知道准确时间，你看到时针指向十点，就说，现在大约十点。
It's about 10 o'clock. It's about 10 o'clock.
你想更多的了解新来的同事，就对他说，告诉我一些关于你的情况吧。
Tell me something about you. Tell me something about you.
你指着书封上的蛇形图案向朋友介绍说，这是一本有关蛇的书。
It's a book about snakes. It's a book about snakes.
最近办公室盛传着各种关于莉莉的流言，你说，谣言四起呀。
Rumor is about...Rumor is about. Lesson 169. Piece of cake.
这点事你做起来得心应手，你轻松地说，易如反掌。
Piece of cake. Piece of cake.
表弟问你能否做100个俯卧撑，你不以为然地说，这很容易。
It's a piece of cake. It's a piece of cake.
罗杰不知你是否有信心通过考核，你笑着说，这简直是太轻松的事儿了。
Just a piece of cake. Just a piece of cake.
考试前你提醒朋友别紧张，你说，小意思而已。
It's just a piece of cake. It's just a piece of cake.
一切如你所料，事情很容易就解决了，你说，这只是件小事。
This is just a piece of cake. This is just a piece of cake. Lesson 170. Don't worry.
约翰一整天都闷闷不乐，你关心地问他，什么事使你烦恼？
What's worrying you? What's worrying you?
妻子担心你出发晚了会搭不上飞机，你安慰他说，别担心。
Don't worry. Don't worry.
你要出国考察一段时间，出行前你对家人说，不用为我担心。
Don't worry about me. Don't worry about me.
这几天发生了一连串不如意的事儿，你烦躁地说，我有很多烦心的事。
I have a lot of worries.I have a lot of worries.
看到 Nancy 几天来精神恍惚，你担忧地对她说，我很为你担心。
I'm worrying about you. I'm worrying about you. Lesson 171. It's sunny.
天空万里无云，你坐在草坪上开心地说，今天很晴朗。
It's sunny.It's sunny.
望着窗外明媚的阳光，你伸展双臂舒心地说，今天阳光灿烂。
It's bright and sunny. It's bright and sunny.
看着那正在晨练的朝气蓬勃的少女，你说，她真是一个阳光女孩。
She's a sunny girl. She's a sunny girl.
温暖的阳光洒满了房间的每个角落，你说，这是个阳光充足的房间。
It's a sunny room. It's a sunny room.
布朗最近一直很消沉，你开导他说，请你用乐观的态度来看待事情。
Look on the sunny side, please. Look on the sunny side, please.